This is Entertainment Spotlight here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Reading an article on thinkprogress.org, it was about how Playboy is rebranding itself, which they have done a new rebranding for their online site, and how it has a new feminist bent. A couple of articles there that they noted. One was an article entitled Jennifer Lawrence is Not a Thing to be Passed Around, which argues that stealing photos of people, private photos, and putting them out there is wrong. The other was a flowchart which showed when it is acceptable for a man to catcall a woman. And basically the idea behind the article is it's never really right for a man to catcall a woman unless a woman comes up to you and says, hey, would you mind catcalling me? Which isn't going to happen. But here's the thing about Playboy. I'm talking about it being more feminist. Playboy has, from the beginning, called for equality between men and women. That is one of the essential concepts of feminism. So in some ways, Playboy has been a feminist publication for a long time. They just don't use the term. And yeah, Hugh Hefner had a hard time really completely giving up that 50s mentality, especially in his own personal relationships. But Playboy often was very, very progressive when it came to women's issues. So, is this a complete change for Playboy? Actually, no, I don't think so. And the article says, the intersection of feminism and smutty magazines seems like a slippery one. Sexual empowerment is a product of sexy magazines, sure, but so is rampant female objectification. Always had a problem with that term, objectification, because it doesn't mean what they intend it to mean most times. It's typically used by people who have an anti-sex agenda. Now look, Playboy magazine is one of the last places to talk about objectification because the magazine from its very beginning did the very, very opposite. They wrote about the women and the lives of the women. They weren't objects, they were real people. And the magazine has always treated women as real people. If you define objectification as any images of women that you can look at and become sexually excited about and enjoy, well, then yes, almost anything. Underwear ads can be sexual objectification. But the term is generally thrown around in a bullshit, meaningless way. Sure, Playboy has always been a part of the current culture, and the current culture has been pretty bad in the way it treats women. But I think Playboy has been a little bit ahead of the curve, even from its very beginning. I don't know a lot about star Allison Janney, who's on The West Wing. But she went on The Conan Show, and I guess she's also been on Masters of Sex. And she went on The Conan Show, and Conan asked her about comments she made about Anna Faris and about how the pair shared a kiss. And this is what she said. Now, it's become my thing, because at one of the pre-Emmy parties, I ran into Cloris Leachman, and I'm such a huge fan of hers, I just went in to kiss her, and we kind of had a huge makeout session. I'm not going to do that with men who are married or women who are gay. I will only make out with women who are straight and men who are gay. That's less threatening. So you'll only make out with people who really don't want to make out with you. I kind of just don't get that at all. We were very much impressed by CBS's decision to stop selling cigarettes when they renamed themselves CBS Health. Now they've done something else that we are happy with. Got a new advertisement out. It shows a broad range of families and different individuals. And a couple of those individuals are clearly a gay couple. So, good for them for looking out for people's health, and good for them for also being very inclusive. And also being inclusive was the television show So You Think You Can Dance. On last week's number, they had Wind Beneath My Wings. And dancing to it were two men in white suits and two women in white dresses. Well, last week on Thursday night, the 6th annual AirSex World Championships reached their climax in New York City. Their simulated climax. It's kind of like air guitar. But you go on stage, obviously after drinking a lot, and pretend to be having sex alone. It's just you, fully dressed, having simulated sex. And it can't be just with yourself. You've got to have simulated sex with a partner who is imaginary, which is something a lot of people have done in their private lives already. This thing goes on tour, and then it winds up in New York for the finale. And according to the tour manager, it's educational and inspiring. It's a celebration of sex, and it's a positive sex show. You're making love to an invisible person or object, he says. Well, I don't know that I find the fact that you have to practice without a partner and you do an event where you don't have a partner, don't really see where that's inspiring. I do like the fact that on the panel of judges, there are people who know a little bit about sex, like porn star Lisa Ann, but still. The few clips I saw didn't really win me over. I don't know how much you have to learn from watching people simulate sex. But I'm open-minded, and I could be wrong, and I really need to see it to understand it. So, next year when they do their, hopefully again, a 22-city month-long tour, they'll come to Los Angeles like they did this year, or I missed it. I'll go see it. I'll let you know. Here's a website that's very obscure, very odd, but I still enjoyed it quite a bit. There's a lot of education-oriented porn out there. The schoolgirls and their schoolgirl outfits and the teacher and naughty things happen. But in a lot of the cases, on the blackboard, there's stuff written on these blackboards. Is any of it more than nonsense? Is there really some factual stuff there? Someone who has some time on their hands has actually looked at these blackboards and tells us whether the information on the blackboards themselves is accurate or not. That's Blackboards in Porn. Certainly my pick for the most unusual porn-related site I've seen in a while. And finally, it's our regular segment, Who's Getting Naked Now? And the answer is, everybody? This segment celebrates both men and women who intentionally share their loveliness with everyone. We appreciate that. We enjoy it. What we don't enjoy, and what we think is wrong, is when those pictures are made available when the celebrity or the person didn't intend for them to be available. The big story out now is that a hacker got into the accounts of some 100 celebrities and is slowly releasing nude pictures of them onto the internet. And this all happened, it seems apparently, on Apple products. And let me say, I do think that Apple was probably irresponsible in this. I had no idea how bad their iCloud security was until I read a little bit about it. I am a huge supporter of multi-factor authentication. I was getting hacked all the time on my websites until I implemented multi-factor authentication, and I have been hack-free ever since. Multi-factor authentication means you have to have at least two independent authentication factors. There's a knowledge factor, something only the user knows. There's a possession factor, something only the user has. And there is an inheritance factor, something only the user is. You gotta have two of these three to get in. I like the Google multi-factor authentication approach, and I strongly recommend the use of Google Authenticator, and it works great with Google Email, and also works with a whole lot of other things. One of the problems with the Apple product was that the code that was used with it for multi-factor authentication was only 4 digits. That's ridiculous. Everybody else really goes with 8 digits, which is far, far, far more secure. Now, it's still unclear how the hackers got in, but it is beginning to look like they were actually using a tool that was developed for law enforcement to hack into people's Apple iCloud accounts. Apple rightly says that they are going to beef up their security, which needs to be beefed up a whole lot because there's a lot of problems with it. So for all those people who were hacked and had their privacy invaded, I'm sorry that happened. I think it's horrible, and I hope those responsible go to jail. And they could go to jail for a long time because one of the people who they hacked was underage, and they disseminated their pictures, and that's child pornography, and that could be very, very bad for them when they do get caught, and people who've done this in the past have been caught. So I'm suspecting with as much attention as this has gotten, this guy will get caught. So let's move on from the negative to the positive, the people who do share their pictures with us. Her entire career seems to revolve around sharing, or maybe even oversharing, but Kim Kardashian is sharing once again. She appears on the cover of British GQ, which has named her Woman of the Year. Kind of frankly, that's, to me, just a little bit insulting to women, but whatever. There are more pictures in the pictorial inside. Speaking of GQ, there were some rather impressive photos taken on the red carpet for the GQ Men of the Year Awards. I very much enjoyed Cara Delevingne's outfit, which was pretty close to naked. And I also really liked the outfit worn by Jesse J. Brasil. Very impressive. Someone else who is appearing nude, who should also not surprise anyone, is Miley Cyrus. She is appearing in the upcoming V's Rebel issue. She appears nude on a pile of stuffed animals and in other pictures. Although in the cover, she is clothed in a furry blue bodysuit. Good news for fans of Cersei Lannister and the Game of Thrones series. Yes, the reported big nude scene that she's supposedly going to be in, that's actually going to happen. But it almost didn't, because they were going to do the nude scene in an actual church in Croatia. But when the film commission found out what they were actually going to do, they said no to the film permits, so they found a compromise. She's actually going to get to be allowed to walk naked in the streets, but she can't go into the church. So they'll recreate the church on a fake set instead. And that's who's getting naked now here on Entertainment Spotlight.